Now, will you count for me from 1 to 15?
Count?
Uh-huh.
By 1 to 15? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Okay. And now, let's see, what's the number after 19?
20.
And the number after 26?
27.
And the number after 29?
30.
And the number after 39?
40.
And the number after 69?
70.
And the number after 99?
100.
And the number after 999?
1,000.
Okay. Now, if seven men are walking along in a line, the last man would be the seventh man, and the man in front of him would be?
Eighth.
Okay, and the one on the other side of him?
Would be.
All right, seven men walking along the line.
Oh, yeah, eight, nine.
All right, now go the other way. The eight, nine, seven.
Eight, nine. No.
Yeah, that's right. Go. That's right. Count down.
Uh-huh. Eight, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Is that the way you
mean? But what I'm interested in now is not the numbers themselves, but adding a th on the end of them.
Oh.
You know, he's the last one is the seventh.
9, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5th, 4th, 3rd, 2nd, 1st.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, if a child drank down a glass of orange juice at a single gulp, you'd say he drank it down all?
All at once?
Uh-huh. If something is two times as good, then it's what?
It's twice as good.
Now, let's see, will you name the months after the months of the year for me?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay, and the days of the week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. If you met a friend early in the day, what would you say to him?
Good morning.
And how long would you say that? Until what time?
Up till 12 o'clock.
Okay, and then what would you say?
Good evening.
Okay. Let's see, do you ever say good day to anybody?
Well, if I was leaving a friend, like I did just then, and I'd say good day or goodbye.
Uh-huh.
I had a real friend here yesterday, and that's what I said.
Well, would you ever say good day when you first met somebody, or is that something you say when you're leaving?
I'd say hello when I first, and whenever they'd start off. More than that, it'd be goodbye.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call the part of the day before supper time?
In the evening.
And the part of the day after supper?
Well, I'd say night.
Okay. Well, now, do you distinguish in your mind between evening and afternoon? Or do the two things mean the same thing?
Well, it means about the same in a way of common people like me, but highfalutin people, I reckon it means something.
Okay. Now, let's see. If you were parting from a friend after dark, what would you say?
Well, how about?
If a friend had come over to see you and then was leaving at about 8 o'clock in the evening, what would you say?
Well, I'd tell them goodbye.
Okay.
And come again.
Okay. And would you use an expression that... Well, in the morning, you say good morning.
Uh-huh.
So at night, would you say
good night?
Uh-huh. Okay. Would you ever say good night when you were first meeting somebody?
No.
Okay. If we have to start to work in the morning before the sun appears, you'd say we have to start to work before
the sunrise.
Okay. And so in the morning, you call it sunrise, mm-hmm. And in the evening, you call it what?
Sunset, if it's that late, you know.
Okay. Now, if it was 6 o'clock when the sun appeared, you'd say the sun, what, at 6?
Yes, the sun rises at 6.
Okay. And now, if you wanted to say that about yesterday, you'd say yesterday.
The sun rose.
Okay. If we work until, let's see, I already asked you that one. Today is Saturday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, if Saturday is today, then Friday was?
Yesterday.
And Sunday will be?
Tomorrow.
Okay. If a person is...